There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hey everybody, it's Lori and Julia here for Learning Rx, and we know Learning Rx works, and we know that it's scientifically proven how their one-on-one brain training works. And here is, I'm going to give you a little testimonial on Chase. Chase came to Learning Rx due to low confidence issues. He struggled with reading, spelling, writing. He had a lot of difficulty expressing himself through writing or speaking. He would experience writer's block and freeze up. This resulted in tons of anxiety and stress for Chase, and he hated school and homework. He completed his Learning Rx training. His confidence is way up. His spelling and writing have improved tremendously, and now he loves reading. Oh my gosh, that's like a parent's dream come true. If your child's struggling, invest in them now. Take them to Learning Rx for the eye-opening assessment. At least you know what you're working with, and they will let you know the steps to rectify the issues that are going on in your loved one. That's Learning Rx.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Long time no chat.
That's right.
That was a quick one. Congratulations to our winner, Sue. And we've got tickets all week long. So tune into the Lori and Julia show page so you can possibly win some Madonna tickets this week. Really exciting news. But we've got some news in Hollywood we got to get to with this Dirt Alert right now. Let's start out with the show that we've been talking a lot about. It's our new Sunday show, The Last of Us. Now, yes. I know you have not seen the second episode yet.
You're gonna watch it tonight for sure.
It's
something.
So we can, yeah, we
and
can
you're discuss. Not you're not going to be alone because we talked about this last week, how the first episode, the pilot episode of Last of Us, scored 4.7 million viewers in its first night, making it HBO's second largest debut behind only House of the Dragons. Now, the second episode went up 22%, a full million viewers, and we got 5.7 million viewers tuning in for The Last of Us Episode 2. It is a first-time record that has jumped that much in a single episode from one to two.
Yeah.
Huge
word-of-mouth buzz on that, then.
Exactly.
So, my gosh. It was too much for me.
This is my kind of show.
You guys, and I never watched The Walking Dead or whatever. I don't like this stuff.
Yeah.
I lost interest in The Walking Dead. This one's just... It's got more of a, it's not your typical, like, boom, slow walking
zombie. Well, The Walking Dead was good, first 3 years or so it was on. That show was epic.
Amazing. They had great characters, great. It just kind of, they lost a lot of
course, and then it never corrected.
But now they've got three movies coming out. They're doing a reprisal series with Michonne and Rick and how their relationship came. They've got, it's still a money-making machine, so... Just kind of out of my wheelhouse at this point in time. But we did get some Razzie announcements.
Oh, yeah, because Oscar noms are tomorrow.
Okay.
And so the Razzies always come jump ahead on the day before the Oscars.
Yes. So this is the 43rd annual Golden Razzie Awards. Now, Tom Hanks is really killing it in this one. Blondie, the epic Marilyn Monroe biopic. But let's just take a peek here. So, for instance, Tom grabbed a nomination for Worst Supporting Actor in Elvis. As
a lot of people hated
people didn't
him.
Like his voice.
They did not like his
but see, I find it when I don't like him and when I don't like his voice, I think they're doing a good job as acting, because I hated Colonel Tom Parker.
Right.
He's a little bit of this kind of going on at times. I did not like it, but the way he portrayed himself as a sleazeball was really
well done.
I thought he did pretty good. But he got a Razzie for that nomination. He also got one Tom Hanks received for the worst actor in a film for the live-action Pinocchio, which came out recently on Disney and was absolutely terrible and terrifying at the same time.
Really?
Oh, my God. I tried to watch 15, 20 minutes of it. It made me realize why I hated Pinocchio, the movie, in the first place. Yeah.
But I heard the Guillermo del Toro Pinocchio is amazing.
Yes, much different.
I feel like these are the same thing. They're two different. Has Guillermo del Toro's come out?
Yeah, it's out. Oh my gosh. He's won something.
Oh, that's right.
For
two
that.
Pinocchios randomly come out in the. Weird.
Yep. So we've also got Jared Leto for Morbius. Now, if you remember, Morbius was the, I believe it was DC's movie. No, it might have been, this might have been the worst Marvel, but they had to release this movie twice.
Yes.
Because it got such bad.
I tried watching it on the plane. Yeah. And it was not sufficient.
No, it was one of Jared Leto's.
It was just like, oh, this is.
It was on TV this weekend, I feel like. I saw it somewhere.
It just was like bad.
There was no character development, no story development. And for those type of movies, you know, it's usually you follow the same formula, so you can't really mess it up. It's just how they're all the same in a sense.
Yeah, you're right about that.
All these Marvel movies, it's the same plot
story,
flow.
But just good told. Versus evil.
Exactly. But they did not do a good job of shaping Morbius, that's for sure. So we also got Sylvester Stallone, who was nominated for The Samaritan, which
I didn't see it.
Did you guys? Did you see it? Nope. All right. Well, we've got Alicia Silverstone for Worst Actress in The Requiem. Did you guys see that at all?
No. I don't even know this one.
The Worst Remake or Ripoff Sequel, obviously Blonde, which was pretty bad. Yep. We've got Worst Supporting Actress. Penelope Cruz is in there for the 355. Let's see what else we got for Worst Supporting Actress.
Did Ana de Armas get a Razzie for Blonde?
She did. Yes, she did. Yep. She was. Where is that one? I've got so many of these here. Blonde.
Well, it would have been lead actress.
Yes, starring Ana de Armas. They got 8 nominations. Blonde got 8 nominations.
The Razzies are getting it right.
Yeah, they got a lot there. 6 nominations, including for Pinocchio. So not just Tom Cruise or Tom Hanks in that one. Pinocchio's Disney got
all the way around.
6 nominations. Wow. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see. And they will all be revealed on Saturday, March 11th. So
the day before.
The day before the Oscar
nominees and then the day before. That's kind of a funny one. And what is it called? The Raspberry Awards.
Yeah,
the Razzies.
That's where they get their name.
Remember last year we had the controversy with Bruce Willis when he got nominated for all of those movies, but then nobody knew at the time that he had that fate. Yeah, where he was struggling.
That he'd been cranking out movies to just make some
money. And a lot of the stuff. And so they came back, and I think they even retracted some of them.
Or that's good, PR spin. Yeah,
that's actually a very good PR spin.
I mean, doesn't Bruce Willis have a lot of money? Didn't he make a ton of money?
I think he did.
Yeah. Well, there was a divorce in there, too. You never know. But, yeah, he made a lot
of... You're right. People live large. He's got a lot of kids, a lot of stuff going on.
So he was...
Because he did really make a lot of straight... to video movies.
Towards the end there. A lot. Well, we're always a fan of houses going up for sale. We learned that Brad Pitt was selling his $40 million estate last week. We don't know why, maybe to get some money. But now Britney Spears is potentially selling her Calabasas mansion. And it is quietly landed on the market for $12 million just 6 months after snapping this whole property up.
I wonder if she ever even moved in it.
They're right now. They are not saying whether she did. They thought that she might have bought it because it was close to her Kevin Federline's house, and so she could be closer to her sons.
I always want to know what foyer she's in. You know, she's always very modest wherever she's filming.
Yeah,
you know.
Where she's twirling,
mm-hmm. excuse me. Mm-hmm.
She wants to close on this as soon as the next month. So they were starting some renovations, but they stopped it. Yeah, it just apparently feels like she just kind of wanted to walk away from it and is asking $12 million for the property. So now she's going to look like they say they might move back to their Thousand Oaks home in California, where she still owns. And that's where they think she might.
And they're right by each other.
Yep. Finally, while we've got a little bit of time here, we've been talking about the great Lisa Marie Presley and how her ceremony was this weekend. And we had some real big rock stars in for that ceremony and how they paid tribute to Lisa Marie. Now, let's start out with Axl Rose. His tribute was he did a little bit of the eulogy, and then he played for her a cappella version of November Rain. Not a cappella, on a piano. On a piano of November Rain solo. He also had Alanis Morissette was accompanied by a pianist and my apologies for her performance of Rest, which was a beautiful performance. And Billy Corgan was also there too, and he performed Sheila, the Smashing Pumpkins 1998 Adore song. So from Sheila. So
All right, thanks, Grant.
Thanks, Grant, so much.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I found out something today for Sex Monday that I did not know about. It was shocking.
It's shocking for all of us. You said it out loud. Oh my gosh, there's something we never knew about. I can't wait to know what it is.
Maybe you guys knew about this.
I can't wait to know what it's about. All right, Grant, what's happening with traffic?
It's a hell of a tease. Let's go to traffic right now.
I learned two things this weekend that I didn't know about.
Okay. Grant, are you ready?
Been waiting all day.
Yeah, the first one, you know, probably people have known about it, but I think it's okay for me to say this three-letter word for boob, but something called tit talk.
What is that?
Let your imagination go.
Oh, it's, I know. I can tell right
TikTok
now.
Tit talk for breasts.
Oh, please. Okay.
Maybe you got to subscribe to get the good stuff.
Oh,
I don't
please.
Know. Okay, so I didn't know about that. That made me laugh and laugh. And then the other thing I didn't know about, and do you know what I'm talking about?
No, but just to let you know, the original TikTok, if it finds your algorithm, is also like a tit talk. Because if, like, men, I look, can find it on both the original and
the original.
Anyway.
So less than a year ago, this dude, Zach, from San Diego, California, created an app at the behest of a woman named Caroline Spiegel.
Okay.
And Caroline, who is the sister of Evan Spiegel, the guy who created Snapchat.
Okay.
She struggled with sexual dysfunction after recovering from an eating disorder. And she tasked Zach, was a guy who billed himself as, I can come up with an app for you if you have an idea.
Okay.
He came up with Audio Erotica.
Yes.
Audio Erotica.
Okay.
I love
Okay, so.
So they leave penthouse. Someone reads penthouse letters to you.
Somebody is reading out loud to you, and you can even. It's called Quinn.
Or sound effects of maybe sexual sound effects, moaning. Yeah.
Because here's what Caroline realized in 2019 when she was having trouble with sexual dysfunction after recovering from an eating disorder, that even anything. There's so much of porn that is a turnoff to women.
Well, it's a male-dominated nonsense.
It's a visual of it. Over-exaggerated breasts. Nobody has body hair.
Everybody, no one's bodies look like that.
Nobody's body look like. Yeah. And you know, like some of the things that happen and like what passes for erotic talk. And she's like,
erotic talk. Yeah.
Why can't, because there's no erotic talk, you know, with that. And she's like, why can't there be? So this guy, Zach, created the Audio Erotica app called Quinn, which some people, once they've discovered it, said it's one of the top five inventions of the 21st century.
I love it.
Because why hadn't this talk dirty to me? Women are turning.
Lori, why didn't you come up with this?
In droves to this.
Lori.
And you, like, long time no see, good vibes, midnights, confessions, body appreciation, soft and sweet, women in charge.
These are different ways that they can be spoken to? Oh, role play? Or?
Well, apparently the audios aren't even just like that explicit, but there is some stuff that's explicit, but he like, you can choose the voices, you know.
I like it.
740,000 people in December used Quinn.
Okay.
I love how we have to tell new social media Quinn that he's got a new app out.
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
This is great.
His favorite audio that he created, Zach, is searchable under his creator name, Cowman on the Quinn, The Clothes I Bought You, a four-hour seductive series in which he's excited to meet his brother's girlfriend, the listener, only to find out she's his ex, and it gets quite steamy. So the audio, you know, women are loving it. We didn't know it was out there. We thought it was always just, you know, just, you know, I can't believe we didn't think of this.
Yeah, that's genius.
I do, too.
Absolutely.
It's $4.99 a month. It's less than a cup of coffee. and,
It's rather than, you know, it just allows people, like, I mean, when you think about it, it creates a fantasy that's tailored exactly what they're kind of looking for. And they don't have to be watching anything or having the kind of dirty talk that doesn't turn them on, that might be too too derogatory or demeaning or yelly. You know, it can be kind of yelly.
It can. Well,
I always say to people, if you're going to watch Pornhub, turn down the sound.
That's isn't that the truth? Just turn down the sound. I have a friend of mine, a close friend of mine, who lost his virginity late in college, and he only experiences was watching porn, and he always had the audio on. Didn't go well for him because he took his notes from porn. And then had his first sexual experience. Did not end well.
And bossing. I know it. It's so true.
And you know who you are.
And women love to use their imagination anyway. I mean,
big time. I like reading.
Yes.
I like the development of it. Interesting.
So you can have someone who likes a deep voice with a British accent.
So do they tell you a story or what do they do?
Yeah, you pick a category, just like you would if you were reading, you know, an erotic story.
They like kind of like seduce you sexually, but in the way, the voice, the terminology that
you
want.
Would you like to have a bedtime story about a woman in charge? Or would you like to have a bedtime story that would involve a confession that's about you?
And they make it stop thinking about you.
I mean, there's all kinds of ways you can spin a story.
Well, because
you know.
Well, and that's part of the whole sexual experience. Men usually just skip right to the important part, or not important.
Here'd be my category. It was a hot August night, or it was a hot summer night, and then go from there.
Oh, Lori, and I was just got finished with the best concert ever.
No, but I mean.
And
the
I was looking like,
from there.
And suddenly and I found myself looking so gorgeous that night. I think Sharon Stone and I might have a lot in common.
I mean, you know.
And then Elvis was
playing.
It was
a hot August night in Sturgis.
Interesting. I guess not my jam, but I get it.
Yeah.
Not my jam at all, but I get it.
I get
totally
it.
Get it. I'm not a Pornhub gal. I don't do it.
I mean, the ear and having someone read to you, think of it that way.
Right, but I don't know.
Light breathing and, you know, maybe some soft, gentle talking, some compliments.
But I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
I like it.
People are enjoying this, and I did not know about it. And they're turning to audio porn in droves as long as they know about it.
Sure.
So glad I can do something for people today.
Lori, listen to Lori.
Audio for the blind.
I'm so glad I'm here,
porn for the blind.
No, really. And then I forgot to bring this to you at the end of December. I was off my sex game or something, maybe because you're gone. But I never gave you what the Pornhub top search was for Minnesota.
Oh, no.
You know, I feel like
you
I
guys
should
saved
have
that
brought
a,
that.
Yeah.
It was sex toy.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
That's a clean one for Minnesota.
Wisconsin had to look up pegging because when Prince William started trending, no one in Wisconsin knew what pegging was. So that was their word.
What was Iowa?
Iowa
Nay,
I'm not happy to report that it's cream pie.
Oh, no.
No. Yeah.
Look at the time.
I know.
Look at the time. We're out of time. We are out of time. I think Quinn will help people, Lori. I hear what you're saying. It's different.
Yeah. Very yeah. cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because people, a lot of women just are visually like, that's not maybe no, like what they're putting the sound right. on, but they like that. So I was like, all that right. is a great idea.
Yeah.
Caroline Spiegel.
There you
and go. In 2019. So, you know, one of the top inventions is what they say.
That's wow. Awesome.
We'll be remembering this as at the end of the 21st century. So someone's going to have to keep track.
So if I just play that, right. let her pick it, and then I do the rest of the work, there we're good go. To go?
There you go.
I'm sorry.
All right. Grant, okay, what are you doing tomorrow morning at 10 a.m.?
Sleeping. Just wrapping up a Pilates class.
Ooh. Okay. Listen.
Nice. What should I be doing it right
well,
at 10?
They're live streaming the Ticketmaster hearings tomorrow.
Good.
Which would be, I think, kind of interesting.
Well, I mean, they became a monopoly when they brought Live Nation.
Yeah. So I think that would be an interesting, kind of, you know, we like our court TV every once in a while. Mm-hmm. Johnny Depp, Johnny mm-hmm. Depp, Johnny Depp. Other things we know, we already talked that The Bachelor is on tonight, that big show.
You're going to be sick of seeing Kylie Jenner in her lion head dress.
Yeah, I know.
That we've posted, which it's... To celebrate the baby formerly known as Wolf, whose new name is now Air, but the way they spell it with an E on the end means Lion of God. And it comes full circle, and she shows up in Paris the next day wearing the dress and smiling like a gassy Garfield, I might
You're
add.
You're so funny. Okay, the thing that got me was I saw pictures of, and I don't know that we spent a lot of time talking about this before. I saw pictures of Kanye West and supposedly his new wife and North, their
the
daughter.
The wife is just a wife in some kind of a woo-woo ceremony. Nothing that involves any legal.
Any legal action. She is Kim Kardashian light.
2.0,
She looks exactly like her.
100%.
I just before the Ozempic.
Okay. And speaking about the Ozempic,
McDonald's,
which people don't know, it's the injections that everyone's doing in LA to lose weight. And did you see the latest of Erica Jane? She's an Ozempic person. She's in Paris right now.
And is she
She's last weight.
Yeah.
Everyone, so if you want to have diarrhea and go on a weight loss plan.
And do something that's off use for what it's intended for. So who even knows what the... Well, maybe you end up getting diabetes down the road. How about that?
Oh,
what if you become diabetic from using that when you're not supposed to be using it?
Well, this and...
Because they're saying that like sometimes... And they're worried in some places, people like Hollywood, people can't get... Hollywood and Beverly Hills, the real diabetics can't get their Ozempic.
Oh, and that's what it's for, right?
It's for diabetes.
Oh, dear.
Would you be willing to lose weight? Ask a Hollywood person this.
I could
With the risk of a diabetes down the road, most people would say, I'll take that devil's deal.
Mm-hmm. I would say, would you be willing to lose weight and wear a diaper nonstop and have that awful pain of having diarrhea 24/7? No, thank you.
Yeah.
That just sounds awful.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a funny headline. Will Prince Harry do paid network commentary for the coronation of his father?
No. The answer to that, Page Six, or whoever is wondering that, is no.
Netflix, there's a report. Would they ever do a Harry and Meghan kind of reality show, like Keeping Up with the Kardashians?
No.
All right. Mm-mm. All right, those two things you're but shooting down.
Netflix had a lot of new subscribers that they put on Harry and Meghan. Watch that.
Yeah, I've had several not heated, but very interesting conversations. Some people are just all in, and some people are like, I'm so sick of those two.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of goes both ways. Well, it does. Everything does.
Yeah, but I mean, the thing is that they're very good at just hammering something and making, you know, the British press, the way they operate is just, it is kind of wild.
It's very wild.
You know, how the system they have in place of cooperating, because then they do get these tidbits.
Mm-hmm. That are just...
That are true. And, like, apparently one of the things that's going on right now is that Andrew is fighting like crazy to be able to use His Royal Highness, HRH, in public, which the Queen took that away from him. Because that got him in trouble. He would say you can promote HRH is coming to your event.
Why does he care anymore?
Because this is how he got paid money.
Oh.
And Charles is cutting him off, and he's got his free lodge that he lives in. But he's really, if you think the family inwardly is mad at Harry, you can only imagine the scorn that the Andrew
embarrassment.
Has. Yeah.
The embarrassment with him.
Yeah, because he also, you know, did a lot of shady things. But, you know, Prince Charles has done some shady things. They do stuff for royal access.
Yes.
That's on a, I don't know, a delicate line of can they do it ethically, morally, monarchically, if that's a word.
Monarchically. I like it. It's a new word. Yeah. Yeah. Now, Grant, you saw pictures of Jeremy Renner, who said he broke 30 bones.
Yeah.
I saw a picture of both of his legs. Oh, yeah. They didn't look broken, but I'm thinking like arm, hand. Well, his legs must have been.
You have 32 bones chest. In your foot.
Yeah. I know you do.
And he, you know, his leg, his chest, part of his chest, so ribs. He just, what I noticed most was his muscle mass, like his leg that they were holding up.
Yeah.
Oh, he hasn't been moving. I mean, obviously he's bedridden and, you know, and I didn't realize that your muscle mass can go that fast.
That fast. 3 weeks.
Wow.
It's amazing how quick that goes.
Yeah.
But how is
because
that?
Your body is meant to be moving and, you know, all of that. And so, yeah, but boy, the Mayor of Kingstown?
Yeah.
I haven't watched
that.
That
show is getting, like, people are talking about that more than they ever have.
But do you watch that?
No, we watched one episode.
And then they killed off Coach Taylor, whoever that is.
We got mad and we didn't go back to it. But I've always been intrigued by it because it's by our guy, Taylor Sheridan.
Right.
I feel like we'd like it.
And me too. I might have to check this one out. But,
I agree.
Yeah. So
there's so much TV, so little time.
That's the problem. That is the problem.
If you had a Florida segment on your radio show tomorrow, you'll have a good story about the pooping perpetrator of Fort Myers.
Okay, I want to read.
Pooped in Joe's crab shack in Fort Myers. And they caught him on film, taking the turd.
I feel like this is an assignment.
He also stole a hat off a shelf and wore it around as he walked around the restaurant and took a shell and wore it out of the restaurant. You know, they got the big shells.
If you talk about Fort Myers, if you want to see some, I mean, interesting stuff because of Hurricane Ian, you know, with the tragedy of that and all Fort Myers Beach, there's this group on Facebook called Beach Talk Radio. And every Saturday morning, they'll go walk all of Fort Myers Beach, Times Square, and I know a lot of our listeners
like
probably
on Estero Island.
Yeah, Estero Island. They'll go down. They'll go all the way down to the end. They'll go down to the Lani Kai, and they'll just show you.
It's got to be completely.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, they'll show you the destruction, all the lots that are now being sold because everybody can't rebuild.
Right.
They still got the Margaritaville, which is going up, but there's this. It's kind of a. If you're a Fort Myers person, it's called Beach Talk Radio.
I can't believe how much is gone.
If it was made of wood, it was gone.
It's exactly. And even the concrete structures are just cleared out and they're just basically waiting to rebuild. It's unreal.
It'll be a completely different
unfortunately,
Fort Myers. Beach. Really will.
All the money has already come in and they've sold all these nice little cottage restaurants that were right on the beach putting up 4-story little condo. I mean, the beauty that was Times Square and that little section of Fort Myers Beach. Times Square will still be there, but I think a lot of that stuff, as you head down towards the Lani Kai, people might know what I'm talking about.
I think you're totally right, Grant. All right. Well, everybody, have a great, great night. Madonna tickets all week we're giving them away. Thanks for hanging out with us. We'll be back tomorrow.